It's the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
Hey. And y'all, we got to get the Cobra Gang together.
Let's do it.
Whenever there's trouble, when they're on the double, we're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time, we're the Cobra Gang.
Nothing to see here, you guys. Brittany's father is not trying to ruin people's lives. It's fine.
Says who?
Well, Page Six. So take that with a grain of salt. And I will say, Page Six had an exclusive source. And usually, if the story is somehow kind to Jamie Spears, that is the father of Britney Spears, yes, and also the guy who's controlling her life and has been for the last 12 years, you can assume, for the sake of discussion, or at least this segment of the Colleen and Bradley Show from noon to 3 on My Talk 107.1, that it is probably coming from inside the house, meaning Jamie Spears is sending info to Page Six and they're writing about it. And it smells like flowery doo-doo. Okay, here we go. Headline. Britney Spears' father didn't starve her lawyer of cash in a sinister move. It's fine.
Wait, what?
So,
Did we think that happened?
I'm actually glad you said that. No. So here's the thing. Britney Spears' father, according to a source... the street's the place to go, but also Britney Spears' father has done nothing sinister to starve her lawyer of cash. Well, apparently this all stems from Britney's lawyer, Sam Ingham, perhaps. Apparently his payment had been cut off without, quote, any explanation. And according to this very exclusive story, it's making it sound like, oh no, his payment just ran out and they needed to sign some paperwork.
You okay?
I'm fine. But, so essentially here's the deal, for those of you not paying too close attention. This is an attempt by Jamie Spears to be like, there's nothing to see here with this story about us trying to starve her lawyer. Because her lawyer, of course, is fighting on Britney's behalf to kick Jamie Spears off the conservatorship.
Right.
So if the lawyer's money starts running out, one is like, well, the person paying her lawyer is the guy who's also in control of the conservatorship that the lawyer is trying to remove from his job, right? Okay. So it would seem like an obvious conflict of interest, but what this exclusive source is saying, probably Jamie Spears himself, oh no, this is just accounting issues. It's fine. We already wrote him a check. He's good.
Okay, well, there's a couple things that are interesting about this. Number one, I feel like this is a little bit of like Jamie Spears trying to get ahead of a story that wasn't actually, like, we didn't know this one.
Yeah.
So he just kind of told on himself?
Yes, you could look at it that way, most certainly. The thing that stuck out to me, though, in this story, is that we will learn how much her lawyer actually makes.
Okay, now we are talking.
Britney's lawyer, Sam Ingham.
Who, by the way, this is the first time we've encountered this character, right?
No, I mean, we maybe don't remember his name, but we did know about this guy because this is the guy that's been filing all the paperwork.
Okay, sure thing. Okay, got it.
A judge signed off on a fresh order, which means he's going to start getting his money again, earning up to $10,000 a week, which is $520,000 a year.
Wow.
All of which is paid by Britney's estate, which is controlled by the man he would like to remove. That is, Britney would like to remove.
Okay, so can we just talk about that for one hot second?
Sure.
Because when you start to lay it out like that, you start to see how complicated and potentially dangerous / damaging this conservatorship can be. Because she literally has no rights. I know that sounds really dumb to say, because that's what we've been talking about this entire time. But even in the trying to have a legal representation of her wishes, it still all falls into the hands of her father, which is yet another reason why he shouldn't be in charge.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, theoretically, she can ask the court to dissolve the conservatorship. But she's not even asking the court to dissolve the conservatorship at this point, because presumably, if that were, if you were to ask, I don't know, I'm really speaking out of my unwell-informed keister hole. But, and I do mean but, holy speaking, no. So what I'm saying is I don't know a lot, but what I do know is I don't know anything. And what I mean by that is, if she were to ask the court to end the conservatorship, that would prompt a bunch of proofing opportunities. Like, so she would have to prove that she's capable of doing that. And I wonder if her father has some things in his back pocket to throw out to prevent that from happening. But instead, what she's doing, that we actually do know, that Britney Spears is attempting to just change the leadership of her conservatorship so as to remove her father and put in this bank, or this, you know, fiduciary institution, essentially a bank or a group of bankers to, you know, oversee things from a corporate perspective. So I like, so again, it's like chess.
Yeah.
There's lot going on behind, it's like chess behind a curtain.
I do, you know what I wonder? I wonder what it's going, you know, how the optics, the Britney optics would change if she has this wish granted that the conservatorship goes to like a fiduciary entity. I wonder if, because that will tell a story, right? Like, if we stop seeing her strange timeline videos, that would then tell you a little bit of a story, right? About who's actually managing all of that. I don't know. I guess I wonder, like, if these changes take place, will the Britney as we consume her change?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
That will be the thing that I'll be curious to watch. Is, yeah. Like, honestly, what I'm saying is, how will this affect all of us? Okay.
How does this affect, how does this affect you?
Sure. I was going to try to make it a party, but whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, speaking of making it a party, it's Friday.
Friday. And gonna get some.
Everybody knows what we do on Fridays. We eat. And we've got a little, we got a little something we're going to put in our mouths after this on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1. It's Friday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Well, you know, I'm good. But yeah, here's the thing. It's Friday, and we do a little something on Friday. What do we do on Friday, Bradley?
Cheat.
Dirty, rotten cheater.
Cheat day taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
Mm. Oh, and the gifts just keep on coming, you guys. You know, our listener, Christina, gave us like a big, fat grab bag of deliciousness in the form of, gosh, what did she give us now? Two kinds of Prangles.
Yep.
And
she gave us those... We've wiped them from your memory.
The pumpkin cupcakes, I remember those.
Yep, that part was not wiped from your memory. That was a palate cleanser for...
Oh, it was the turkey dinner candy kerns.
Yeah.
Like corns, as in the things that grow on your feet.
I mean, they tasted like it.
So today, though, is the end of the experience from listener Christina. And by the way, you guys can send us care packages with things to try cheat day. Friday. Today it's Pringles limited time only sweet corn potato crisps.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Smell that. What does that smell like to you? The Minnesota State Fair.
I was going to say it smells like mini donuts.
It's seriously.
Or like corn dogs.
Smells like the State Fair. It smells. Dogs. It smells like okay. The odor you get as you walk through.
It's a little sweet. Yes. It's a little savory. It's got some corn. So it's basically the state of Minnesota.
It's Minnesota State Fair right there.
It looks like a Pringle. It stinks like a Pringle. It
smells like the State Fair.
Do you want to put it in your mouth?
Sure, I'll put it in my mouth.
Okay, I mean, it's a normal-looking Pringle, but it alleges to be sweet corn. So here's the question. Is it sweet, and does it taste like corn?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Your first taste is, I don't know how they did this. It's just going to taste like sweet corn right away.
Mmm.
Isn't that weird?
Mm.
Like, it gives your brain a weird little activity to try to figure out how you're actually eating a Pringle.
Okay.
It tastes exactly like sweet corn.
Can we talk, though?
I mean, I think we should. That's what the show is for.
That changes very quickly.
It does. And then it goes into
paper paste.
Mm-hmm. But the first whiff mm-hmm. of it is so weird.
It's got that, like, corny kick. Now,
like, right at the beginning.
Yeah. What I think... What was that, Holly?
Yeah. I just there's a flavor journey that happens when you put this chip in your mouth.
Mm. Now I got one that had more seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
It lingers a little longer on the palate. I think I would eat these.
I don't think I would buy them all.
I don't think I would buy them intentionally. But it is interesting. It tastes like, okay, so when we say corn, here's what I thought, because I looked at the list. These are sweet corn Pringles. I'm looking on the list. Dried potatoes, vegetable oil, corn flour, corn starch. Okay, so it has corn in it, right?
It's corny.
But I was like, so that doesn't really mean it's going to taste like corn. But it tastes like corn. Not corn, what do you call that? Corn meal.
No, like corn. Actual corn.
And I think that's because, in addition to all the other ingredients... natural and artificial flavor, there must be some sort of like corn flavor.
It's very bizarre. Because
you can taste like the kernels.
Like that's what I'm marveling at, is that when I first put it on my tongue, you could have convinced me that I was eating corn.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the fact that I had a Pringle style disc.
Like if you
in
just
my
licked
mouth,
it.
You'd be like, corn, that's corn. How did they do that?
Science.
I don't know. I guess for me. And now I can't smell the State Fair anymore, which is a bummer, because I've like been eating them. And
even
now
if you
just,
lick
like,
it, it tastes
life.
Like corn.
It tastes too scientific. Like it shouldn't be happening, and I don't know really how
like
it happens.
Explodes like corn explodes in your mouth.
One will suffice. One of these chips is totally fine with me.
The Japanese call it tapuri corn, and I'm not joking. Because they like to put corn on their pizza.
Oh, that's true, and mayonnaise.
And it's just like explosion of corn.
So exciting. I don't know how to rate these. I'm more like fascinated by them.
I am too. I'm not hating them.
I'm not like actually it's loving them. Like... But I want to keep eating them because I want to figure them out.
Because it's like smelling those markers in school. Right? Remember those scratch and sniff markers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were just sniff markers. You didn't have to scratch them. But that's where you keep huffing them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh my God, this really smells like watermelon.
But you know if you put it on your tongue, it wouldn't taste like watermelon.
But this tastes like corn.
And that's why I'm fascinated. Now it's just an activity. Okay.
Holly, you're not as amused as we are, apparently.
No, I didn't really like that experience at all. I never have to have that again.
Okay.
No. Oh.
That's fine.
Well, Holly, her palate is very evolved. You know, Cheetos.
Hey, man, let me tell you, those Simply Cheetos, and it has to be the Simply Cheetos. I don't know why. They're so not healthy. Healthy whatsoever. But
what do you like about them? Holly's been talking a lot behind the scenes, you guys. She's been talking a lot about her Simply Cheetos.
Mm-hmm. Simply Cheetos, white cheddar puffs. They are delicious.
Oh, you like the puffs?
Yes, I like the puffs. I can do the crunchy, but I prefer a puff. Oh, man, just open a crack a bag of those and forget about where you are.
Eat some feelings.
Uh-huh.
Mm. So I know you give those 5 out of 5 Cobras.
Yeah, 5 out of 5. I will demolish a bag of those Cheetos if you put it in front of my face.
But let's talk about these Pringles here. How many Cobras are you giving these Pringles? Bradley?
Oh, yeah, Brad.
I think I'm going to give them a 3.5, and here's why. They're just solid, but I think the 0.5 is the novelty.
Yeah, I hear you. Holly, how many for these Pringles?
Give it a 2.
That was generous. I was not expecting a 2 from you.
It's edible.
it's a low bar.
And again, that's out of 5.
Yes, out of 5 Cobras. I'm going to give them 3.5 as well, Bradley, and the same reason. The 0.5 is about like the activity of trying to wrap your brain around a Pringle that can taste so identical to sweet corn.
Yeah.
I will also just offer this. If you are missing the smell of the state fair,
just a huff.
Just get a canister of these to sniff.
I don't even know if they're still available because we got these a while ago. Sweet corn Pringles.
Oh my gosh. They really do. They really smell like it.
Limited edition. Oh, you can buy them on Amazon. Ooh.
What? Are they like $112?
It's like $8 for a thing.
Really?
There's only 10 left in stock. I wonder if they're just not available on the shelves anymore.
We must be kind of on the back end of the the sweet corn Pringles. Okay. Well, that was fun.
Yay!
I'll take it. You know, honestly, I'll be honest. I like these better than I liked the Baconator ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot better. Thank you for cheating today, everybody. And thank you for coming
to
this.
I hope you can still get these. I'm trying to just look and see on the internets if they're still available. I don't know, because it seems like it might be a summertime experience.
Hopefully we'll get them back then. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got some celebrities behaving badly. We want to tell you about them. We have a name for them. That name is
D-Bird.
We'll tell you about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Hey guys.
Hey.
We got some debates to tell you about. Some celebrities behaving badly on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And these are your debates.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
No. Telling me what to do.
Would you like to know who my D-bag is?
If I have to.
It's not even really a person so much as it's like this entire story that is driving me insane.
Okay, what's the story?
So it started, when was this? Like last week, I think? Candace Cameron Bure shared a picture of her with her husband.
Oh, yeah, the groping photo.
Yeah, they've been married for 24 years. He has his arm around her and his hand on her boob. And she posted it on her Instagram. And like, you know, she's a grown-ass woman who's happily married, has multiple children who I think one of them is like an adult and engaged at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just got engaged.
Yeah, so it's not like she's like 14 and posting a picture of her and her boyfriend. So anyway, fans like went bonkers about it. Like they were so offended. And she was like, you guys, like, it's just my husband and me. We love each other. We're just spicy. Like, who cares? This is a non-story. If she wants to post a picture of her husband getting a handful, cool.
So, but what? Wait a minute. Who's the D-bag? What's
going on?
The
whole story. Like, the whole story is my D-bag.
Everything about it.
The whole thing. Like, just the whole thing.
I kind of think, like, we're spicy. I just think that's hilarious. Like, I kind of feel like she's not spicy.
Well, I feel like that
spicy
was
spicy for
I feel like
her,
that was spicy
it's
for
like
her. It's
like ketchup. She's like the mm-hmm. ketchup spicy, right?
I feel like that was her spice.
Like getting a honk from her husband, that was spicy.
And then sharing it online.
This is no Jerry Falwell, Liberty University mm-hmm. spicy.
She said, we have a playful, loving marriage. And I think that's why we're still married 24 years later.
Yeah. Like playful, you know, like he occasionally. I just can't.
Keep going.
No. I just imagine her being like, oh, I've been naughty. And he's like, come here. And then like barely pats her on the bottom. And
again, I think this was spicy for her, and that's fine.
Yeah. But I did think the interesting thing to the story was that, like, this is something, it's not like, it's so not a thing, but like, she lives in a world where her people will criticize her. Like, the people, the trolls that will come out in for Candace Cameron Bure are going to call her out for getting a squeak on the boob, right?
Can we have that noise again?
So they're going to honk the horn, versus I would just like to draw your attention to Cardi B.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, Cardi B literally has a song that to anyone's standard, except for millennials, is, you know, hilariously shocking. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I have no boundaries. But the trolls for Candace Cameron Bure are like, oh my God, that's so offensive. How dare you be a mother and show up with your husband grabbing your bosom? Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh. Again, proving my point, this entire story is like my D-bag.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. You ready for my D-bag? Ooh,
can I just read an email?
Fine. Yeah, of course you can.
Emily just sent us an email about our cheat day experience with the sweet corn Pringles, and she has a suggestion for us. She said, try the Hers ones. They taste like sweet corn, too, and you can get them at Menards and Hy-Vee.
Oh, is it pronounced her? I always thought it was ordering. Hair.
Oh, maybe it is hair.
But no, it's probably her. Hair sounds gross anyway.
You don't want chips called hair.
Hairs. Have my hair chips.
Can't wait to get some plywood and some hers.
They do have good snacks at Menards.
I know. Oh, sorry. That was really aggressive. But yes, it's true.
Okay.
I know. Those can have I? Ribs. They have what ribs flavored. Baby back ribs flavored. Okay.
Nah. Can I tell you my D-bag,
yes,
please?
Yes, I'm looking at foods. Go.
My D-bag is a dead man. Oh, that was probably not a good sound effect
that
to play
was
for.
The worst.
Have you no respect?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh.
Specifically this article, though, there's a piece of information in an article about Jeffrey Epstein, who is now deceased. Jeffrey Epstein, a sexual
predator
of the highest order, that will just blow your mind and reiterate why he is such a D-bag. But this particular article comes from our friends over at the New York Post, and the headline is, quote, newly surfaced photos give an inside look at Jeffrey Epstein's Orgy Island. By the way, Orgy Island is really just Pedophile Island. Apparently it goes by different names.
Mm-hmm.
The Orgy Island in question is his island in the Caribbean. We know that Jeffrey Epstein had this island in St. Thomas, right? It was in St. Thomas. Where all sorts of disgusting things were apparently happening. However, we also learn in this particular article a factoid about Jeffrey Epstein that is just really gross.
Oh, geez.
And not particularly criminal, just kind of nasty.
Mm-hmm.
That's nasty.
Okay, what is
so that? Apparently, they uncovered a bunch of photos, nearly three dozen photos obtained by the New York Post, provide an inside peek at the tropical lifestyle, and by that I mean nasty, Epstein enjoyed before his federal indictment on child sex trafficking charges, which led him to ultimately die by suicide at the age of 66. Several of these photos show Jeffrey Epstein in the company of attractive women as he lounged on the beach, hiked a wooded trail, worked in a bathrobe. But other people apparently talked about this experience. And one of the things they referenced was how he liked to work out.
Okay. Oh. Mm-mm.
So Jeffrey Epstein apparently had a thing. And I just want to see if I can get the quote. He had a habit of watching a certain movie while he was working out. Quote, Jeffrey loved to work out in his personal gym on the island. It was huge, about 3,000 square feet in size. Also, most of your homes are less than the size of his gym. There was an area to do ballet.
Oh.
Pilates.
Did he do ballet?
I kind of feel like the young girls that he stole and brought to the island were doing ballet. Also, a Pilates machine that he liked to use. But what he really liked was the bike. And he would forever be on it watching Girls Gone Wild while working out.
What?
Oh, come on.
He said it was an inspiration for him, and he would do it about 45 minutes a day in there. I bet her could do it for about
45 minutes. That's nasty. Ah.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, Girls Gone Wild?
Yeah.
That's just... just bargain basement, man.
I don't know why I'm looking at these pictures.
What pictures are you looking at? Girls Gone Wild?
No, these pictures of the island from the New York Post.
Oh, yeah.
That show, like, his bedroom. But, like, in the background, there is definitely some sort of a medical...
What? Oh.
What is that?
In his bedroom.
That looks like maybe a facial experience. You know, like, you have your... facial person
you could
to
be
pick
right.
your blackheads
you
out.
Right. Ew.
In which set of, the second set of photographs?
Yes.
So what Colleen is referencing is a photograph that was taken, by the way, on a real camera because there's a date stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And on the opposite side of the bed from the foreground of the photo is this like medical, it almost looks like the thing at your dentist office, but
I was gonna say like an ultrasound machine,
ultrasound or dentist office, or if you get facials a lot, you go to your skincare place, they have that little dolly with all the like zip zappers that suck all the dirty blackheads
out
of
your
skin,
face,
the pus,
your sebaceous cysts.
Yes. I hate that word. It's so
sebaceous.
It's so nasty. It's also like, I don't know why I'm looking through these photographs of this like tropical island where terrible things happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't get the unofficial name Pedophile Island because it's a fun place to hang out.
No.
I do wonder like what they're going to do to
sage that island.
I mean, you're gonna have to do something. I feel like you're gonna have to get
They're gonna have to bulldoze every single building there and start from scratch. I mean, no question.
I'd be calling like a representative of every major religion
to come and
just
do whatever
like,
they need to do
to
clear that out
and excommunicate it or depossess it or whatever you call it,
whatever you
dispossess,
call it.
All of it.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, you know, Lori Loughlin is going to jail.
Yay!
Well, I think she might have some things to be excited about.
Oh.
Because I would like to share with you some of the amenities of the prison she's going to be staying in.
Oh.
Oh, I said amenities. Just wait. I'll tell you what kinds of things she'll be able to enjoy in prison when we come back on My Talk 107.1. Oh, you guys. It turns out Lori Loughlin is actually not going to prison.
Oh, no.
This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Where is she going?
Well, she's going to a spa.
Whoa.
And actually, as it turns out, so is Massimo Giannulli.
What?
You guys.
What the?
So.
They were going to jail.
Well, it's called a jail.
Oh.
But it's not a jail.
Okay, tell me more. Where is this not jail?
So the first thing is that Lori Loughlin will be going to a jail in Victorville, California. It's a satellite camp of this federal correctional institution in Victorville. And let me just tell you about some of the amenities that she can enjoy while she is doing time for her crime.
Okay.
Yoga.
Ooh.
Stretching.
Pilates. I mean,
stretching is good. Pilates is good.
Yeah, do those hundreds.
Origami.
Origami. People do that still?
Mm. She can take music lessons like saxophone or accordion.
Saxophone.
I would totally take accordion lessons.
Ukulele. That's what we call the ukulele at my house. She can also take some classes in cartoon drawing.
Oh.
Or crochet. Or leather like craft camp. Or ceramics.
Leather craft.
How can we get involved in all of this?
All you have to do is try to buy your child's way into a college.
Oh.
If she wanted to try, you know, some other career opportunities, she could learn how to drive a forklift at her prison.
I mean, I don't laugh because I think, like, you know, there are people for whom these are real opportunities. The notion that Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli are just going to be like kicking back going to yoga class seems a little disconcerting because I don't know that that really, although you do have to believe that for them, this is going to be like a huge imposition.
Oh, that's the thing.
It's not going to be like, you know, like the set of Oliver the Musical.
Right. She's, for her, this is like the worst thing that's ever happened to her. Meanwhile, she'll be getting her OMA on. Also, if she wants to learn how to be a dental assistant or repair bicycles, those options will also be available to her. Would you like to know a little bit about what Massimo Giannulli might be able to do while he's
probably going
to
be working on his fitness? Because, you know.
Well, according to the inmate handbook of, by the way, which of which I have both, the inmate handbooks for both of their prisons, he will be able to do arts and crafts, should he want to, including but not limited to oil painting, leather work, crocheting, and ceramics.
What do you...
What
do you have to do in a day, I wonder, for them specifically? Like, I wonder what their day requires.
That is a really good question, and I was going to see if I could find, like, a daily sort of schedule to their, you know, program.
Do you know the name of their prison?
Yes. So he will be at Lompoc, Lompoc, Federal Correctional Institution. And she is at a federal, hers is the FCC Victorville Satellite Prison Camp. And I have their handbooks, both of their handbooks, that will explain all of the amenities available to them while they are doing their time, so to speak.
Is she in medium or medium two?
Are you asking her size?
No, because there's Victorville, FCI Victorville medium one, USP Victorville, FCI
Here,
Victorville
let me,
medium
I'm
two.
I'm going to post for you the handbooks so you can peek at them. There's also, I mean, they have like senior fitness classes, like silver sneakers style. I mean,
silver sneakers.
Oh, you know about the silver sneakers.
Yes. Nice.
It's called chair-robics.
No, silver sneakers is just, you know, different types of.
Sit and be fit.
No, it's like modifications for seniors. Yeah. In any case. I don't really
Lights
know.
Lights will be turned on at 5:30 a.m. Lights will be turned out after 9:30 p.m. This is for her. Laundry rooms, TVs, and salons will not be used during lights out. No visiting between cubicles. No visiting between living units. Inmates assigned to a work crew will be allowed to live in the units or to go to their living units if in possession of a work pass. Floors will be swept and mopped daily. Walls, doors, and windows will be cleaned daily.
Can I read you this email we got from our listener, Kate?
Yeah.
Kate says, I've worked in Victorville. It sounds like the prisoners have a far better life with far more opportunities than the citizens of that actual remote desert town.
Wow. Windows will be cleaned daily. Room furniture will be cleaned daily. Baseboards will be cleaned. So they just have to clean their units daily, it sounds like.
Some chores.
I mean, that sounds like life, man.
You got to do your chores.
I don't do that stuff daily in my house.
You don't clean things daily?
Do you clean windows daily?
Yeah. Not windows, but like.
Do you clean baseboards daily?
No, but I clean like toilets daily.
Daily?
Bailey?
Yes. Bailey? You don't well, want you those also things have to get a lot all of skunky.
People. Yeah, that's true.
There yeah, are... we got a lot of people to cycle through those things.
We have two in my house and two toilets, so we can make it pretty far. Mm-mm. Cardboard materials will not be kept inside your cell. No cardboard. Oh, that's true.
I mean, is that going to be a problem? Like, do you usually like to keep cardboard?
Well, when you get
around?
Your Amazon packages.
Well, I bet that they...
You can't make, like, a fort.
I bet they rifle through those things before they... They don't give them to you to let you open them.
Guitar, clothing.
Yes.
Do you want to hear what clothing experience
Yeah, I
want to
hear about
Ooh,
her outfit.
This is for Lori Massimuli Laughlin. Mm-hmm. The authorized uniform for inmates is a proper fitting green trouser, long or short sleeved green shirt,
sensible.
Socks, and issued safety shoes. Shirts must be worn on all work details. Well, like mm-hmm. versus what?
You can't go shirtless.
I mean, was that a thing?
Maybe that's for men.
No, this is the women's.
Oh, well, maybe people are walking around not wearing
shirts. I think,
shirts.
Anyway, this is the one you sent me for her.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Tank tops are not authorized to be worn. Food service work clothing may not be worn during non-duty hours. House and shower shoes may be worn in the housing units. Hair. Hair will be clean and neatly groomed at all time. If it's likely that long hair will result in a work injury, you must wear a hairnet or a cap. Cleanliness. Inmates are expected to shower daily.
That sounds great. Like, I, so far...
You're just, like, keeping it clean.
Yeah,
and
like, I feel
out.
Good about this. I don't know. I don't know that this is going to feel like a huge punishment for
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I guess I want to see what the thing looks like. Right?
It just kind of sounds like a not really fun vacation. You know? I don't know. I also want, yeah, to your point, Bradley, too, I wonder what, like, an average day would look like for them. You know, do they, like, when, how much free time do they get? Do they, you know, is she doing a basket weaving in the morning?
Yeah.
And then is she going to make,
I mean, let's
license
be clear.
Plates
for
later?
For her,
who
this
knows?
Is going to be Caltragic.
Yeah.
This is going to be miserable. She's going to be, you know, like, you, like, because for her... You have to compare this to what she
is
deals with
accustomed
daily.
To. Yeah.
I would just like to remind you that these two recently downsized to a $9.5 million home.
Mm-hmm.
Downsized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So
to a home.
Which, by the way, is probably twice as big as the facility.
11,748 square feet of living space.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what is your COVID theme song? Yesterday we heard the song Hold On by Wilson Phillips. I said that would be a good COVID theme song. What's your COVID theme song? 651-641-1071 after this.